He's the first blind person to run across 7 continents in 7 days. He's done so much charity work that Buckingham Palace decided to award him with an OBE. He's also had a film made about his exploits, and he's even the Deputy Lieutenant for Sandwell in the West Midlands. Blind Dave Healy joins me now. It's a pleasure as always, Dave.
Barry, how you doing, mate?
I'm all right, thanks. So, talking to you today after many, many charity runs, this is an emotional one. This is your 17th and final London Marathon that you recently completed. How was that experience? Obviously, you did it alongside your daughters as well.
Yeah, Barry, it was just absolutely incredible, mate. It's sad that it's my last one, to be fair, but after 2 knee operations and 2 knee replacements, I was wondering. But when the girls last year sort of told me, not asked me, told me, Dad, you're running one more. We're going to run it with you. And I'm thinking, how the hell do I say no to that? But anyway, the 27th of April, Sunday morning, there we are on Blackheath Park. Me, the 3 kids, ready to get in the blue start, pen 14, and off we went. Barry, it was fantastic. The weather was a little too hot, to be fair, however, but you've just got to face what's in front of you. But I am so proud of them 3 girls. When they've, in training, they've guided me, and we've done a couple of runs where there's been a few hundred people, and they've guided me between them. But when they have been, and were, thrown into 56,000 other runners, and between the 3 of them over 26.2 miles, hot, shattered, their concentration levels were unbelievable. I felt so confident being guided by them. They were just brilliant. They were naturals. And we ran as a team. When one of the girls was guiding me, the other 2 were just slightly behind. We kept the pace as best as we could for all of us. The 2 behind were grabbing the water bottles, etc. And they just, for me, they just enjoyed it. I could sense the smiles on the faces. I could sense the anxiety. I could sense the pressure and the tiredness.
Sounds like a real team effort. It's incredible as well, Dave, that this is your 17th and final, but yeah, it's the girls' first. So you're finishing just as they're all doing their first one. That was quite fitting in a way.
But it was brilliant, and I know that they have put in for the ballot for next year, so let's see what happens. But here's a strange thing, Barry. Now, I'm into these kind of omens and strange things, but when I did the Marathon de Sable in the desert, my running number was 313. And we kicked off on the 3rd of April and we finished on the 13th of April. So, strangely enough, 313 fit the bill. When we turned up at the hotel in London on Saturday afternoon, guess what my number was, the room number?
Going to have to put on a lottery ticket, you know that.
Yeah, 317. Tell you what, mate, but 317 is a number. And I said to my missus at the time, surely that's an omen. But Barry, the girls are probably sick to the back teeth of hearing me say it. But I was just so, so proud of them girls. It was just incredible, mate. Like all dads, you know, we're all proud of our kids, but I was so proud of them. It was just fantastic. And what was nice was when we finished, and we sat and had a cup of coffee and a comfy seat, all 3 girls in unison basically said, Dad, we've just run the London Marathon, which is brilliant, and we're shattered. How in earth did you then run another one the following day, and then another one the following day, and another one the following day? And I said, Dad, we know you're Dad, but we now have got even more admiration. And I'll tell you what, to hear them words, it really touched me. And, you know, the emotion was running high anyway, but, I've got to come back to the 3 kids, Barry. They were fantastic.
Amazing. Absolutely brilliant to hear.
Yeah.
You can concentrate on your cycling now as well.
Well, I don't know about that, because I did say this was my last London Marathon. I didn't say it was my last marathon.
Hold the bus.
So as you can well imagine, Barry, there is something that I'm plotting. But if you want the honest truth, I am 17, 2 years' time, and I'm plotting something that I want to go out with a big challenge. My normal running guide, Tone, he's 60 in 2 years. I'm 70 in 2 years. So we're just trying to formulate something as we speak. And so watch this space, so to speak. So hopefully we'll both be fit enough to do what we want to do. That, I think, will be the swan song. We won't stop running. We'll still be doing running for fitness, and I'll still be jumping on the bike, etc. But you know, as far as big challenges go, the 2 years' time probably will be the one.
How do people donate if there's still a link open? How do people follow you as well?
Well, to follow us, it's Blind Dave Healy on Facebook, at Blind Dave on Twitter, or whatever it's called these days, Blind Dave on Instagram. And the girls have set a TikTok up. Oh, my life. They've had me doing all sorts, Barry, on that thing. But the Just Giving is still open. And if anybody does want to throw a penny or two at it, it's justgiving.com/ Blind Dave and Daughters Run London Marathon.
Fantastic. Well, it was brilliant to hear. It's a roaring success. And you almost feel like you're bowing out in style with your daughters by your side. Hopefully they're going to carry on the baton now, and they're obviously younger than you were when you did your very first one, so there's plenty of time to beat your record as well, Dave.
Most definitely, and I hope they do, kid. I really hope they do. And you know, now we'll reverse the tables, and me and the missus will be there to support them in their endeavours. And you know, it will be sad when I'm clapping them through a line, but I'll be also proud as well.
Oh, sure. Well, sounds good, Dave. Pleasure talking to you as always. Keep in touch and good luck for the future. Speak to you soon.
Indeed.
Dave Healy, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Barry.